Hello and welcome to this session of the calibration. With each session, you'll elevate your frequency. You'll become more accustomed to and used to higher frequencies and access them more easily. Well, the interesting thing about talking about frequencies is that it feels abstract. I mean, we understand that everything is on a frequency, but then what is the frequency? And the things that we desire, the experiences we desire to have, are on frequencies. And if they're not currently part of our experience, then they're on a frequency that is higher than the one that we're currently on. So it's like a radio station. If you're listening to country music, then you're on the country music station. But if you want to listen to classical or pop or jazz, then you change the station. And the frequencies of a radio go up and down. Generally, we don't go down in frequency. We can dip because that also provides contrast. And sometimes it's because of who we're around. Even though we can maintain a higher frequency, we get around certain people and we notice that we come down to their frequency or some spectrum of the frequencies that they are in so that we can relate to them. Because when you're in a higher frequency, it's not that you can't relate to people, but oftentimes it becomes more challenging because you notice where they're in the denser energy, in the denser frequencies. So you do notice where those waves are. But the abstractness is where your human says, what exactly is the frequency I'm on? How do I know what frequency, or what is the way that I know what frequency I'm on? And so when we start to think about and feel into what we want to experience, what we desire to experience, then we're now tuning into that station, just like on a radio. When you decide, okay, I want to listen to this genre of music, and you know that it's on another station, then you change the stations on the radio to get to the station that has that music that you're looking for. So when we start to hold, or we hold the frequencies that the experiences we want to have are on, and that's an invitation. It doesn't mean that you're going to go, oh, well, I want to experience this and it's on this frequency. What we really just know is it's on a higher frequency than I'm currently on. So you start to feel into that experience. And I suggest and recommend focusing on one thing that you want to experience that's different, because what's interesting is when you match the frequency it's on, when you move into the frequency that it's on, other things are going to shift because now you are on a different frequency. And the more that you hold that frequency so that that experience really comes into your reality, then it's going to shift other things. You're going to notice other parts of your life that are shifting. And the higher the frequencies, the more expansive, the more open they are, the lighter they are. So I was tuning into what to share here, to think about what to notice when it comes to the frequencies you want to be on. So as I mentioned, choose one thing, because you are going to become a match for that. You are going to move into the frequency that it's on. So whatever it is already exists, is just on a different station than you're currently on. And even though I am very high frequency. I know I am. My life represents that and reflects that. But I also tune in to my relationship with all that is. And it shows me the level of frequencies that I connect with and that I step into and move into. The human part of me still says, how do we know? In what ways do we know what frequency that we're on? So it's not about how high or low of a frequency you're on, because I know if you're in a space with me, or when you're in a space with me, it's because you are in a spectrum of frequencies that resonate with what I offer. So I know that you are in higher frequencies, that you are conscious and aware of what you want to experience in your life. And our focus is what and why. We let all that is, source, whatever you want to call that creator energy, handle the how, right? It actually makes life lighter to say, okay, here, I hand the how over to you. We can ask for the how. Okay, well, how is this going to come to be? Show me, you know, who I'll meet, or, you know, what steps for me to take, or what direction for me to move. But you show me. Source shows you. So, like I said, even my human says, well, how are we going to know? In what ways will we know? Well, when we're closer to a frequency that we have the ability to move into, when you feel into the experience of whatever it is that you are imagining, it's subtle in the frequency difference. So you may not feel much vibrating in your body, or much feeling like it's different. That's because you're close to that frequency. Now, this can be that you're close to it because you are inviting in something that's not far from where you are currently. So that sometimes is a safety feature for us. We might say, oh, well, I just want to expand myself this little bit. Or you are at a higher frequency than you realize and very close to what you want to experience. If or when, I'm not a big if person, feels like a wobbly word, but it still comes out sometimes. So when the gap between where you are vibrationally and what you want to experience is bigger or wider, then you're going to feel like there's more vibration to you. You might feel it as like your body literally vibrates as you're imagining this experience. Now, again, this happens if the gap is wide. So sometimes when we say, okay, I'm going to use a dollar amount. I'm not one to promote focusing on money, because money, the energy of money is different than what we make it out to be. So the focus isn't about the money, because the experiences that we really want to have that we think the money will provide for us are what we want to focus on. But dollar amounts are easier to use. So say you're at a certain dollar amount and you want to go to a higher dollar amount. What you're actually inviting is the higher version of you that you will become. And that version will experience different things throughout your life. And there can just be an easier flow with the way that things show up, and the means by which they show up, and the resources there are to show up. Because there are infinite number of ways that things can show up for us, but oftentimes we think, oh, it's only this way or that way. And again, because you're in this space with me and you're receiving this message and being in this these frequencies with me, it means that you feel that there is a magic to your life anyway. Like things just show up. You have stories of saying, oh, this showed up for me in this interesting way. So it's not new to you. But it's more about, rather than the dollar amount, the frequency that you hold and allowing it to show up in whatever way. And money is okay for it to show up. Because what I've come to know from earlier years is that with clients or just being in the world and in the, you know, manifesting world and spiritual world and people talking about it, they'll give too much ability for money to determine things, or if they have resistance to money, they'll say, all right, well, I want it to show up and not have to include money. And we want money to be part of it. That's one avenue of exchange. But again, what I've come to know now is that it doesn't hold the energy, high, low, whatever, that we've given it. That the understanding of it is so off that that's why it feels unusual, or especially to sensitive people, because we don't play with it in that heavy state that most do, the confining, constricting way. And so it doesn't quite align with that either. So it's a very neutral energy, but it's easy for examples because it's easier to think of a number, but it's really more about who you become vibrationally and frequency-wise to connect with what it is that you want to experience and being open to whatever way that shows up for you. Whatever way that source, all that is, shares with you, like here's an opportunity to experience this and this is the means by which you can do that. So if you're thinking about that frequency gap, is there's been many times I've known people be, you know, they have an income of like $60,000, $70,000. I don't know what the average is. But, and then they go, well, I want $10 million. That's a large gap. Now, it is possible, but vibrationally, you have to match the frequency of that, which obviously is going to be higher from where you are. So, if you move up in increments, or when you move up in increments, so you go, okay, I'm at, say, $60,000 now. I want to go to $150,000. And then when you see that that does happen, then you can invite in bigger gaps. But until that, the gap from $60,000 to $10 million is so off that when you sit in it, there's an intensity to the frequency that you feel, the vibration that you feel, but it doesn't feel like it's an easy step. When you walk up a staircase, we are able to sometimes jump over a few steps going down. But if you think of a staircase as frequencies, if you're going up to match the frequency of an experience you want to have, when we go upstairs, it's only one, maybe two steps at a time. We don't jump up the staircase. So thinking even if one step is a decent gap or a decent space between one step to the next step, it can be really anything. Like I said, you could go from 60,000 to 150,000. You could possibly more, but make the gap more, not, I don't want to say realistic, but real to your system. Because if it's too big of a gap, then it just stays out there somewhere. And it's the focal point of it, focal point of that frequency, you're not even really touching that frequency. So You want to do it in a way that even if 150,000, you actually went to like 250. Great. You stepped over a couple stairs on the staircase. But it's a progression. Now, can it happen with a bigger leap? Yes. But that's not necessarily the focus. That's like, it just, you've opened yourself up so much for the one that you could go further. So what I want to do now is to invite you to imagine an experience, just one. Because again, focusing on one allows you to really put your attention there. And if you're putting your focus on that, then you're really feeling into that frequency. You're inviting it in. Because again, we don't know exactly what the frequency is for whatever your desire is. But you're going to start opening up and inviting it in. Inviting that frequency to show you where it is, what it is, and who you become in it. Because you're going to shift. There are things about you and your life that are going to shift in this. Because until it's part of your life, there are changes in the frequencies that you are in and have access to get to that one. And so imagine yourself really feeling into this desire and you're inviting it in. You know it's already yours. In the sense that if you're imagining it, then it means that it's available for you. So you expect it to show up, but you also realize that you're inviting it to show you the station it's on. What is on this station? What steps are there for you to take and to move through for this to show up in your life? And also, while it's showing up, you invite any lower frequencies. So any patterns, beliefs, anything that might still be there that is the lowest level of frequency, so you can elevate to a higher frequency. It's like sandbags on a hot air balloon. The hot air balloon won't rise as long as there's sandbags. When you start releasing the sandbags, the hot air balloon goes up. So our sandbags are the lowest frequency of the spectrum of frequencies we have access to right now. And those lowest frequencies are experiences that have some processing left to them. So there's something that we are still holding on to in some way. We still have a attachment to it. Maybe a relationship we had at some time. Something that happened in our life. And it can be something that's more significant, but you don't have to make it significant in elevating to a higher frequency. What I've come to know is you just invite what's there. One of the things I did with clients and still can do is go searching for whatever it is. And instead of going searching and then inviting something to come through, it's just invite whatever is there that wants to reveal itself so that you can continue to elevate into this higher frequency to match what it is that you desire. And I've found now that oftentimes they just come through as a dream. So I have a dream that's very detailed. There's things that go on in it. And then when I wake up, I remember the dream and I recognize, that relates to some experience. And it's processed through. You don't have to remember. That's okay. You may wake up and just feel like something feels complete. And it might show itself to you and it may not. I believe that part of the experience is to be conscious of what moves through our energy field. because our soul wants the experiences. It's the human that is bothered by anything that doesn't feel comfortable or is upsetting. But our soul sees it all just as the spectrum of experiences. So when we allow something to come up and we recognize it, then it moves more quickly. What happens is that maybe at an earlier time, I know this has been for me at different points, and for many people out there, is that they don't want to look at it. They want to push it down, or they want some form of just handle it without me having to be aware of it. But then our soul will offer up another experience so that we can be in the fullness of whatever that was that we didn't want to be in the last time. So inviting it up and embracing it and loving it as it comes to the surface and moves through your energy field. I see it as at your feet is the lowest point and at your head is the highest point, and the spectrum comes up your entire body. So whatever's at your feet is the lowest point. Just invite it to come up, feel into whatever it shows you, and embrace it instead of, oh, I don't want to deal with that. Okay, what's there? Feel into it, let it process, and then it moves up and expands into something higher and brings you with it. So it actually elevates your frequency as it expands through your field. And so that's what you're offering it to do. And it doesn't have to be a heavy experience. It doesn't have to go searching deeply. But allowing it and inviting it to come up. It's everything is an invitation. Invitation for the frequency you want to move into, the invitation for the lower frequency to show itself so that it can actually expand you into the higher frequency. It's just all in motion. And it's all energy moving. And then be present and aware and conscious of the experience instead of bypassing it or not really acknowledging it. Let it all just be part of the experience, and it moves much more quickly and allows you to move into whatever frequency it is that will hold what you desire. So sit with me for a moment and just feel into what that desire is. Just breathe, take a few deep breaths, and invite that frequency that matches this experience you want to have, and feel into and see this experience. What would it be? And why do you want to experience it? Feel the what and the why. What is it? And why do you want it? And let yourself feel into that. And open up to what's revealed to you. And pay attention and notice what shows up in your life as you move into this frequency. And notice what you hear, what you feel. Do you hear a buzzing? Do you feel vibration? Does it feel higher? Does it sound higher? I often feel a high-pitched, or I hear a high-pitched sound and then feel the expansiveness in my system, in my body, in my energy. You can pause this audio to allow yourself to feel more space for this. The sounds, the feelings. Really see as much as you can of it, because it's going to unfold for you. When we have a desire, we don't know the fullness of the way that it'll show up or what will be part of that experience, but we start to offer it up so that the frequency can match and then show us what comes next. And like I said, I don't believe money is necessarily a focal point, but in the money, you can say, all right, it can come through this amount of money or an equivalent, equivalent resources and show me who I am in these experiences. I guess it's an invitation for us to be a higher level of ourself. And in that, it's not about striving as if where we are and who we are isn't acceptable or loved or okay. It's, I'm here. Now I'm ready for the next experience and the version of me that experiences that. And you can feel into this at any point during the day or even night. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm just feeling myself in that desire. And then it takes form. And when it takes form, you receive it and you live it. And that's an important part of sustaining, maintaining the frequency till it's really solid for you. This is an experience that you have consistently. So if it was money, that money would be coming in consistently for a while. And then you invite in a next level. But we want to get used to and hold that frequency. Because sometimes it can feel like we dip back because we didn't quite land on that frequency, on that station. The old radios, when you dial them in, sometimes you'd get mix of a couple stations and you couldn't quite get it in clearly. Even on the digital radio, sometimes I find that it'll land on a station, but it's not real clear. So it's when that frequency is very clear for you. You're living in the fullness of that frequency. What you desired is your experience. And you can live in that. So if it's a relationship or it's a location or it's expanding whatever it is that you are expanding into, that it stays consistent. And then it becomes your lived reality. You've done that throughout your life up till now. And a lot of our life is, was not something that we paid as close attention to. We weren't quite as aware. We would think about something or desire something and then it would show up. Sometimes it might have taken a while for it to show up. You thought about it here and there and then eventually it showed up. This is more conscious and opening yourself, inviting that frequency to show you the way there, for source to show you the way there, to match it, and then to live it because you're conscious of what it is that you want to experience, that you desire to experience. So just do this throughout your day. Stop for a moment and feel into that frequency, the invitation, and the desire. And tune into it like it's already in motion and already happening. Not that it's out in some distant space or place, but that you can feel the momentum, the movement of it coming into form and showing and guiding you into experiencing the fullness of it. And just, again, notice, what do you hear? Do you hear buzzing? Do you sense frequencies, vibrations, feelings of that in your body, in your head? Notice what you feel Does it feel like it's getting closer? Does it feel like the gap is larger? And it's okay to not, it's not about saying, okay, well, I'm going to pull back and not desire as much as I wanted, but instead to go, okay, let's do this in increments. Because the more that you see the fulfillment of that experience, the more you're going to step into it. The more that the human part doesn't say, well, how are we going to figure that out? We don't have to. Source handles it. Source shows us. The frequency invites us when we allow it to. And this is a different way of creating the life that we desire. And it's not that we are, sometimes people will say, well, we don't create things. We create the experiences. We do. We open ourselves up to them. We invite what is part of it in. So we are creating it and allowing it to flow and allowing anything on the lower end of the spectrum to reveal itself. And it's like a little game that cycles up through, and now you're expanded into connecting with that higher frequency. And when you get to the experiences, you really allow yourself to enjoy them. And then what you desire next. That's part of who we are, is more expansion. So it's being content with what you have, but then saying, okay, now I'm settled at this level. I'd like to experience more of this over here, and put your focus on that. Our life is one thing, but it's also parts. And so you focus on this and see what changes in your life. And then it might be like, oh, this shifted. Now I want to go in this direction and experience more of this over here. And you just keep doing that and enjoying it. It's like you're just traveling in these experiences and into these frequencies. And it's not that you have to go into some meditative state. It's just relaxing, taking some deep breaths, feeling into the experience that you're sensing in your body as a signal of, does this feel close? Does it feel far away? Listening to the frequencies. Do they sound really high? Do they sound lower? We get to have the sensations of all of it, because our soul wants that too. In what ways do we move through everything? What do we hear? What do we sense? What do we feel? It's all part of it. And as I mentioned in this space, is every time I up-level through a frequency, it means that I open it up. Like, I went into the room, I turned the light switch on, now you can come into the room of the next higher connection for you. So it makes it, I believe, easier to connect with the higher frequency that you want to experience. And satisfy the human part of you saying, how do we know what that frequency is? We don't have to know what the frequency is. We invite the frequency to reveal itself through our desire and connecting with our desire, feeling into the what and the why. And we'll continuously do this together. And I'll hold this spectrum of frequencies that are here for you to more easily move into them, more easily touch them, invite them in. Notice what's going on in your life that reflects that higher version. And then savor it when you're in it. And then invite in more. We are here to expand. We are here to enjoy. And we are here to be part of it as it's happening, to like pay attention to the full journey of it. That's what our soul wants. That's what Source wants. It wants us to say, okay, I'm available for all of it, all the emotions, all the sensations, all the thoughts. I'm here for all of it. And then I invite you to share your experience. What did you experience? What is your desire if you want to share it in the space? Because it's about holding these higher frequencies of possibility and creation so you can share. And we hold that for each other. It's wonderful that you are desiring this and that you are allowing it to move and invite you into that frequency and share what you notice in your life and what you notice is shifting and what you notice came up that you might not have been thinking about. Oh, well, I want to create this and I noticed this energy came up and I invited it. I loved it. I allowed it to move through me and it expanded. And you can feel that too. Literally see it at your feet and watch as it comes up through your body and then comes out your crown as an expanded energy. And you love it through the whole process. And share that with us. Share what you're stepping into, what you're moving into, what frequency can you feel, the frequency of this desire. And I look forward to sharing this with you as we expand with each of these sessions. And you can just listen to this at any time, in any moment. If this one resonates with you, then play with this one. Even when the next one comes, you can play with whichever one feels like it brings you into that frequency. It allows you to touch that frequency. Because with every shift and every elevated level that you move into, it's going to change. And you're going to feel what resonates in what I share and what I say and the frequencies that these audios hold. So thank you for being here in this session and thank you for sharing so we can witness you and we can and hold those frequencies. Knowing that as each of us expand, each of us expands, that we are in this together, even though we're having our individual experiences, that we are coming together and in holding these visions and holding the knowing that it is ours, that we are experiencing it and that we are in these higher frequencies. All of it accelerates the energies to open up. It allows us to move into them with more ease, with more joy. And I look forward to what you share and the ways that we expand together. I'm sending much love.